here on Ice Time TV with Devils netminder Ben Barons before the playoff weekend in Nottingham. And Ben, it's the biggest weekend of the season. It all culminates here. The fans are excited. How do the team feel?
I think everyone's pretty excited about it. There were a few guys asking what the crack is with fans, if their teams haven't made it before and if they're still going. Everyone's like, well, yeah, it's a bit of a crazy weekend. Fans obviously enjoy it whether their team's there or not. It makes it sweet if your team is there, obviously. But no, we're excited. It's going to be another fun one.
The Devils are there, and to do that, you had to come through a stern test against the Manchester Storm. On Sunday night, going a goal down to the Storm, but it seemed like the guys stayed composed, a very professional performance.
Yeah, I think that's been the story of our season so far. I mean, sometimes we've not been playing well, we've gone a goal down and kind of woke us up thinking, oh, we're in one here. And I think the same thing happened on Sunday night, and their crowd got behind him, and it was probably the loudest I've ever heard it in Manchester since they've been in this league these last 2 years. And yeah, like you say, we stayed composed, we come back and just played our game, and thankfully we managed to pull it out of the bag again.
The theme of the season, certainly from my questioning, has been sort of unfinished business about the league title that's now been clinched. There's a lot of guys in this locker room as well who have not had the greatest of success in the playoffs. Still energy in the tank to do one more?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, you can argue that maybe the last three games of regular season weren't quite as intense as what they should have been, with us finishing off in Sheffield. So I think guys have got plenty in tank, and you can see there's an energy around the team this year, and there's a confidence playing those four lines all year. It's been better on us. There's obviously been fewer injuries, touch wood, going into this weekend as well. But I think we'll have plenty in the tank for this weekend.
The Dundee Stars, first up in the semi-final on Saturday, are a very dangerous outfit in their own right. But is there any fears of complacency that the fans, maybe the players, would have looked beyond Saturday semi-final to the final? Or is Andrew Lord right on top of that?
No, I think we all know anyway, whether Lord are on top of it or not. We've got a smart enough team and an experienced enough team to know that unless you turn up on that day against any team in this league, you're not going to win. So there's no looking past that Saturday game. We've got to get past them. And I mean, you look at their games against Braid this weekend, and they absolutely dominated them from what I've seen and what I can gather. And we all know how good Dundee are, and they got a good goalie in Fallon, and they're so quick on that counter-attack. So we got to be smart, we got to be aware, and we got to bring our A game just to get through this semi-final. Then we can think about Sunday.
Of course, in Vinnie Scarsella, they've got one of the hottest hands in the league. In terms of you as a netminder, and I think I asked you this last season, but will you do any sort of pre-work, scout players in terms of their tendencies, where they might go on a breakaway or anything like that?
We'll do a little bit, but I tend not to do that too much. I mean, I'm a goalie who likes not to overthink stuff. Sometimes it's nice just to get an idea of what they do, but in a game, I mean, there's so much, especially if it's, say, a breakaway during one of the periods rather than a shootout, then there's so many different factors that can affect what they can do, and they don't always act like you think they are going to. We will have an idea, but I won't really go into too much detail on any players.
And obviously a few weeks ago you did take a little bit of a bang in Sheffield. How's your injury, and I guess a little bit of sympathy for Mika Wiekman at the moment, who's recovering from a bang taken on the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the third goalie that's got injured in Sheffield this year. And there's obviously Stewie, me and Mika, and it's not nice to see. I mean, whether it's intentional or not, it's not nice to see a goalie injured, especially when I am a goalie. It's not nice to see any player injured. I'll be ready for it. I mean, it is what it is. You deal with it, like I said before, and hopefully we'll go and get these. Hopefully we'll get two wins this weekend.
And just finally, Ben, the Red Army's been pretty superb all season. They were there in numbers against Manchester on Sunday. They're going to be there in even larger numbers at the National Ice Centre this weekend. How important have the fans been for this Cardiff Devils team this season?
I say every year, the fans here are massive. It's like having another player on ice. It gives you a little boost. I mean, you come out, you hear them. I mean, the away games we've been to this year, we've always had a good following. And you come out to ice, you see that. They'll just see a sea of red or sea of white, depending on what shirts they decide to wear. And, they sing that national anthem, and it gives you goosebumps every time. I mean, you think, well, this is my third year now, so it must be, I don't know, close to 200 games. And every time I hear it, always makes it stand up on the back of my neck. It's pretty awesome to hear that kind of thing. And like during a game, they never show up. And that's what we need, and that's what we want from them this weekend. And if they bring their energy, we'll give them something to cheer back about.
Well, there's been plenty to cheer this season. Hopefully some more on the weekend. Ben, as ever, thanks for your time on Ice Time TV.